Cecilia.
I want to be a nation that is on the biblical principles and the values and the ethics that are found in Scripture.
Personal economy.
Financial issues that you need to know.
Aligning reality with truth.
Well, I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers.
Now, here's your host, Dan Cecilia.
Good morning. Welcome back to Financial Issues. I'm Dan Cecilia, 844-707-5533. Ian, are our phones working? You know? Oh, they're not? Okay. So, we're struggling. But anyway, what was I just saying to Dan Steiner about attack? Our phones aren't working. Facebook's down. Oh, my word. All right. We've got the phone app. So maybe there's people getting to the phone app, I hope. 844-707-5533. I see lines getting queued up. I don't know if that means anything or not. Maybe we're starting to plug along now. We'll see. I don't know. Let me just tell you right now, the indices are up. The Dow is moving considerably higher. That is good news, obviously, and we'll continue to watch that. But, you know, the Dow's up half of 1%. It's, you know, dropped like a rock. Now it's back up again. The NASDAQ's doing nothing. It is flatlined but leaning red. The S&P is up just barely, just slightly up right now. So we're not getting, there is no real, I'm looking for consumer sentiment numbers that was supposed to come out 6 minutes ago. And we'll see if we have anything. Consumer confidence falls due to government shutdown. That's what they're saying. Consumer confidence fell to 120.2 in January from 126.6. Now, I don't know if you remember me yesterday. I said, you know, if it falls to 100 or 110, I think I said, we're still in great shape. So we're still in great shape at 120. So we'll see. I mean, can it, and if we factor in that a lot of it's got to do with the government shutdown, then hey, that's okay. That means we're due for a big jump next month now that the shutdown's off. But we'll see how long the shutdown is going to last. One of the things on Thursday that I want to ask, I'm trying to get some thoughts from Colonel Alan West, who has been on the program before, and he's coming back on Thursday, and we'll talk a little bit about national security and the wall and what we think. You know, I was all for the president not declaring a state of emergency to get the wall built. But if we don't get anything done in 3 weeks, I think he's going to have little choice. And, you know, when we think of just the drug trafficking alone, it is amazing. Speaking of drug trafficking, that leads me to Venezuela and to talk about what is going on with oil. So oil, I don't know. I'll take a look real quick. But oil in a little bit of, I don't want to say trouble, but starting to, for us, but starting to come up again. It looks like that what we are trying to do is cut any monies off from Venezuela. So what the government is going to do is demand from Citgo Oil. By the way, they have three refineries in the United States. They employ about 10,000 American workers in the United States. And so what the Treasury wants to do is that any money that they produce has to go into a U.S. bank, at which time the U.S. bank can be frozen so that that money does not get to Maduro. Their plan is to get that money into a U.S. bank in U.S. dollars, and then funnel that money to the people's elected president. That's what they want to do. Now, the problem is with the people's elected president, he doesn't have an administration. He's not, I don't know that they can handle the monies that they get. But the main thing is to starve Maduro's regime and cut it off. And that's what they're hoping to do. So here's the problem now, that nobody has factored into any of this. The problem is that Maduro took a loan from none other than Putin. And Putin made a deal saying, if you can't pay the loan back, then we are going to own 49% of the oil, which means now, if that happens, Putin's going to own 49% of Citgo right here in the good old United States of America. And the odds of them being able to pay Putin back are slim to none. So it keeps getting, we keep getting deeper and deeper into trouble, it would seem. So anyway, here's what we got. We got the Ag Report coming up. How much more time we've got? We've got the Ag Report coming up in about 45 seconds. Then we're going to go to break. It looks like we are getting people in the queue and we're getting phones up. So we're going to go to phones as soon as we get back off this break, and we'll stay with that. But oil is a concern. I'm going to look at some oil numbers, too, during the break. And then when we come back, we'll get a look at exactly where we are. So we need oil to stay healthy, obviously, for the economy. And it is a big part of our economy, and we have to worry about that. Looks like it is. And we're not going to have any trouble meeting the shortfall that might be coming out of Venezuela, Venezuela and the OPEC nation. Here's Craig Haggart with our Ag Report. We'll be right back after this.
This is Craig Haggart with your Financial Issues Ag Update. Corn traded both sides of unchanged yesterday. It was caught in a tight 2 to 3 cent trading range. Export inspections were fairly decent at 35.2 million bushels, although that was below what the trade was expecting. The market appears to be caught in a real narrow trading range, and until we get some fresh information to provide a different market direction, we're probably going to be stuck there. With the government now open, we expect information to start flowing. It was interesting to see yesterday announced that all the data from the January 11th report is going to be combined with the February 8th USDA report. So the February 8th should provide a real treasure trove of information for traders and provide a significant market direction potentially to this market. In the overnight trade, spot corn futures are trading up a penny. The soybean market dipped lower yesterday on profit-taking and rain events in Brazil over the weekend. At one point, the March contract dipped below its 200-day moving average, but was able to bounce back and close above it. Weekly export inspections came in at 34.2 million bushels, which was below the low end of the range of trade expectations. There was a private analyst in South America yesterday that came out and placed Brazilian soybean exports at 70.1 million metric tons. That was a reduction from their December estimate, which had Brazilian exports plugged in at 73.9 million metric tons. The same analyst is also estimating Brazilian production to be 117 million metric tons. In the overnight trade, spot soybean futures are trading down 2 cents. Wheat traded higher at one point yesterday as traders feared potential damage as Arctic cold sweeps across the fruited plains. But at the end of the day, that fear was not enough to generate a positive close. Traders were especially disheartened by weekly export inspections of only 13.3 million bushels. That leaves us needing to average 26.2 million bushels per week for the remainder of the marketing year to hit the current USDA projection. In the overnight trade, Chicago and Minneapolis are each trading a penny higher, while Kansas City is unchanged. Cotton suffered a setback to open the week, with March futures closing down 28 points as they settled at 73.85. In the overnight trade, spot cotton futures are trading 8 points higher as I record this. Livestock futures had a mixed session, with cattle higher while hogs once again lost ground. April live cattle closed up 52.5 cents for the session, while March feeder cattle were 72.5 cents higher for the day. Lean hog futures continued their recent struggles, with February futures closing down 40 cents for the day as they closed under $58. Class 3 milk futures had a lethargic start to the week, with February futures closing unchanged at $13.98. In the overnight trade, we have February Class 3 milk futures trading 4 cents higher as I record this. In the cash market, choice beef boxes were 39 cents higher at $217.40, while selects were down 42 cents as they settle at $211.61. In hogs, the pork carcass values closed 83 cents higher for the day as they closed out the day at $68.50. This has been Craig Haugard with your Financial Issues Ag.
Our faith and values shouldn't be compromised by the way we invest. Our faith and values that we share should guide us in the way that we invest. Make sure that you are investing in companies whose policies and practices align with pro-life, pro-family values. Visit thetimothyplan.com or call for more information. Advance the kingdom in the way that you invest.
Would you consider taking charge of your financial stewardship while being biblically responsible with God's money? Consider partnering with Financial Issues. For a contribution of $85 a year, you'll get Dan's buy list every Monday morning. You will also receive our regular email alerts to give you updates on things you need to be alerted to, like economic data that could change how you should be treating your investments. And, of course, we might be alerting you to buys or sells you should make. You'll have access to Dan's asset allocation models and have opportunities to adjust your portfolio accordingly. You can ask questions of Dan as part of his market and economic conference call every month. Okay. But best of all, you'll be supporting the ministry of Financial Issues. Would you become a partner today? You won't regret it. Go to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
In November of 1620, the Pilgrims came to America with the hope of building a civilization that would one day be a shining city on a hill. At the American Family Association, we believe that dream is still worth fighting for. We believe that marriage was instituted by God, that families are worth preserving, and that every human life is worth protecting. We are the American Family Association.
Knowing that God is answering our prayers, bringing healing and providing for our needs.
In the United States says this, that we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty. I don't know what part of that we don't get anymore. That was written by men who cared about this country deeply.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia.
Good morning. Welcome back to Financial Issues. I'm Dan Celia. It's great to be here. So we're going to get to phones. Before I do that, I just do want to tell you about oil. Oil is up $3.25, $1.69. So we're seeing some change in oil. We're up to $53.68. That's where we want to be. We want to be right in there. That's perfect. We don't need to be a lot higher. We go to 55 and we go down to 50, but that's where we want to stay. We're in that range. So look, remember, any slack, they're talking about I think it's something like maybe 50,000 barrels a day out of Venezuela that we're going to lose. We're going to get down to nothing here eventually. Not going to be a big deal. It's going to be a big deal for Brent crude oil. It's not going to be a big deal for us. We can, anything that we have, we can pick up the slack in there. We don't want to lose momentum of oil going into three refineries. Obviously, we want to keep those refineries going, but the United States can supply that. Remember, we will always import some oil. We're always going to import some oil. People say, well, we're still importing oil. We're not oil dependent. Of course we are. You think Venezuela company like Citgo is going to refine our oil when they can refine their own oil? You think Aramco from Saudi Arabia is going to refine our oil when they can refine their oil? So there's always going to be some imports. As long as we have foreign-owned refineries, we're still going to be importing some foreign oil. We got that. But when that can happen, like maybe in the case of Venezuela, when that can't happen, that oil's coming from right here in America. It's going to be good for us. And we can lift production to meet any shortfall that might be occurring in some of the refineries. So not an issue for us right now. Shouldn't be an issue for us to pump at all. Let's hope not. We'll see what happens with gasoline prices by the middle of the week. 844-707-5533. Let me go to Matthew. Matthew's calling us from Oklahoma. Hey, Matthew.
Hey, good morning, Dan. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate what you and Dan are both doing. And I just want to give you some encouragement, and your listeners as well. My wife and I have been kind of visiting some other churches, and the pastor got up on Sunday morning and said, look, man, I kind of changed my message. Felt like the Lord was leading me to do so. And he said, and they began to talk about the abortion holocaust in America and around the world. And he gave numbers, and there was a counter up there, an abortion counter up there. And then, you know, it's one of those things where you guys have encouraged us. My wife and I have gotten a chance to give to preborn, and we're going to do it again. But a lot of it really just comes down to the fact that, you know, when you begin to see and hear the truth, you know, and he talked about Psalm 139, you know, which is where the Lord, you know, pretty clearly said, hey, before I knew you, I formed you in the womb. And well, that was Jeremiah, but he talked about that one too. But, you know, how the Lord, you know, said to David that I knit you together in your mother's womb. And then he went on to talk about, you know, some of the things that, you know, how Cain was judged for Abel's blood. And he said, you know, the thing is, that's one of those things where we need to be really clear that the Lord isn't just if he doesn't take care of some of this, you know. And so there was a warning there. And then at the end of the passage, or the end of the message, he said, hey, I wanted to, you know, I've done what I need to do, what the Lord put on my heart to do, to talk about abortion, you know. But he said, what are you guys going to do? And I kind of got to thinking, you know, this morning I was listening to you guys, and I know that Dan Steiner wasn't saying, what are you going to do? But I just want to encourage everybody listening. You know, we have something we can do. We have an opportunity to speak for those that can't speak. And one last thing I want to leave, man, there's this passage in 2 Samuel 14, verse 14. It says, like water spilled on the ground, which cannot be recovered, so we must die. But God does not take away life. Instead, he devises ways so that a banished person may not remain estranged from him. And I think the whole abortion thing, I mean, the Lord's looking for ways to bring people back who've been caught in the lie of abortion. And I really think that that's why supporting preborn is just so important, and other ministries like it. And I just want to say thanks so much for what you're doing. You guys have really encouraged us and really stoked us to movement, and thank you.
Man, that is awesome, Matthew, and you have encouraged me, and I appreciate it. And I think that I hope and pray that you have motivated, in your encouragement to me, you've motivated some of our listeners. And I would just say, if you're just tuning into this hour and you didn't hear my interview with Dan Steiner, president and founder of Preborn, you need to go back. Make sure you go back today and listen to that at some point in time, because it is so important. It's a message. And we're trying to keep in the second largest abortion area in the country, New York City, an abortion clinic that is or a pregnancy center that is about to go out of business. And Preborn has provided them with an ultrasound machine, but the woman that runs it is doing it with her own money. She's ready to close the doors. This is in Queens, Jamaica section of Queens, you know, a very, very difficult area. And she's going to close doors because they can't afford it. And they're trying to raise just over $500,000, which they're asking for $250,000 because they've got a match on that $250,000. So, we just want to come together as members of the body of Christ and as Financial Issues family, because I'm telling you, folks, don't miss out on the reunion that we're going to have in glory. And I believe God is going to grant us that reunion with all the lives that have been saved because of some stinking financial ministry. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing. I mean, this is just, it was, Dan and I talk about all the time that it was so providential. I mean, you'd have to know all the details of how we got together, but it was so providential. And this was of God, and we know that. And Yvonne and I pray every year, every day, and when we're together in particular, that God would use what he's raised up for the glory and good of God. And he's done that by giving us and providing us opportunities to share about Preborn. So we're so excited about it. We're so excited about what has happened. And we're going to have a reunion with all those lives that we've saved, of all of us, the Financial Issues family, and all of us, the children of God, are going to have this reunion with those people someday that we have saved. So I hope. You can go to preborn.org or preborn.com or preborn, or just go to our website, Financial Issues, and click on it. And Dan said every nickel is going to New York City. Every nickel. None of it's going to them. They have a wonderful ministry. And one of the things I liked about it from the beginning is they have major donors that underwrite all of their administrative costs. So everything that is going to be used directly for to save these lives is going directly to them. And you should know, we don't financial issues, we get nothing. We don't get a nickel. I don't know how much is raised other than I asked Ann to call and tell me. It's not something, we're doing it because we know that it's what God wants us to do as part of his plan for this ministry. So we hope that you'll do that. Thank you, Matthew. I appreciate you, brother, and for coming alongside us and for sharing that with wisdom and encouragement with us. Thank you so much. Great stuff, folks, and I hope all of you will join Matthew and so many other people that are supporting that. 844-707-5533. Let me go to George. George, by the way, our phone lines are open, 844-707-5533. If you've got a financial question, this would be the time to cue your call up, 844-707-5533. Let me go to George. George calling us from Ohio. Hey, George.
Yeah, Dan, thanks for all you do with preborn.
You're welcome.
Abortion's murder. In fact, I'm going to make a statement. I want to make another statement, but in Columbus, which is north where I live in Ohio, there's a doctor that's injected 34 patients with fentanyl to kill them. They were going to die eventually, I guess. But the media makes a big deal out of that. But this abortion, that's murder.
Yeah, amen.
Won't they make a big deal of that? They don't make a big deal of that.
No,
but
no.
The reason I called, there's an ordinance that President Trump can use. It's Ordinance 10724. It's a military ordinance. He don't have to declare a national emergency. He can direct the military to go ahead and build the wall. And I think that's what's going to happen. He's going to let the Democrats toy around for 3 weeks. And then that ordinance is going to come into effect. I heard it through a source, and that's going to take effect.
Well, that's
that
awesome.
That wall will be built. Then won't have to declare a national emergency, and he can use funds already there.
Man, I hope you're right. I'm going to ask.
I'm pretty sure I'm right on that.
I'm going to ask Lieutenant Colonel West about that. He's going to be on the program on Thursday. I'm going to ask him about that. And see if he knows anything. But man, that's. I hope you're right, man. I hope one more. We got to get this wall built. We got to protect the United States of America and border security. And we've got to do it. And I think this president is going to do everything he can to do it. That's for sure. Thank you for that, George. Man, some great stuff. I sure appreciate it. Thank you. God bless. Yeah, great stuff, man. We have the best. We got the best listeners. I always say that all the time. Man, you guys are so good. Great, great people. 844-707-5533. 844-707-5533. We've got our phones are ringing, but we've got lines open, so cue your call up. We've got another hour and a half left, and we're going to get to your calls. I don't know. We get Facebook back up? No, okay. So you guys will let me know if that happens, then I'll let everybody know. But you can still post on the page. Ian was just telling me. So even if you're not watching, but you have a question you want to ask me, you can put that on the page. If you don't want to call, I would expect by now, if you're not, you're on our phone app. So you're listening on our phone app. So if you go to, or you can watch at financialissues.org. You can watch live on financialissues.org. So you can watch on financialissues.org or listen on our phone app and post the question to Facebook, and we'll see that question. We'll put it up, and I'll have a chance to talk about that. So hopefully you'll do that. 844-707-5533. We're going to hold off going to the phones because we're coming up on the break here. So we'll wait a little bit before we get right back to the phones. Looks like all the indices are in positive territory for what it's worth, up around. The Dow's up about a half of 1%. This S&P barely up, is positive, is in the green. Looks like it's about ready to go red, but that's how close it is. It's pretty much flatlined. NASDAQ pretty much flatlined, leaning a little bit red. So not a lot of movement in the S&P and the NASDAQ. But the Dow, it's interesting because three Dow components, Pfizer, 3M.
If you suffer from heartburn or other digestive-related disorders, then there is a new, safe, better, and natural alternative to better digestive wellness and heartburn relief. Praxid not only provides relief of heartburn, but Praxid takes a 360-degree approach to support better digestion, protect you from harmful bacteria, and also balance your stomach to improve digestive functions.
We like to think of it as the multivitamin of digestive health.
It's the only product to combine all natural ingredients known for the digestive health properties into a single patented product. Praxid also comes in easy-to-carry packs. Praxid relieves, restores, and maintains a healthy digestive system. Praxid is available here for only $39.95. Shipping and handling is free, and your money back is guaranteed.
To take advantage of this special radio offer, call now. 1-800-829-5685. That's 1-800-829-5685. 1-800-829-5685.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Your money God's way.
Welcome back, Financial Issues. I'm Dan Celia, 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call up, you're welcome to do it, 844-707-5533. 844-707-5533 if you want to queue your call up. We'll get you in the queue. We'll get your question. Let me go to Jim. Jim's calling us from Mississippi. Hey, Jim.
Hello, Dan. Just curious to what you think of IN-27 now. I believe they were going to have some kind of call yesterday. I know they're a very strong company, but just your insight.
So I got through the call last night. They had a call yesterday, a conference call with analysts at 11 o'clock yesterday while I was on the air, and I listened to the call. I don't think there was anything earth-shattering in the call. Frankly, they didn't even try that hard to calm nerves, so to speak. But I think it was because, you know, they didn't see any cause for concern, and that's kind of what I gleaned from it. But having said that, their forward guidance is a little bit lower than what a number of people expected. So they talked about sales, and they indicated that their sales are 15% only, they said, only 15% from China. And but it was interesting because nobody asked a question or they didn't elaborate on the fact, yeah, that 15% of their sales may be China, but 50%, more than 50% of their profits come from that 15%. And somehow that got missed in the mix of things. So, and maybe because people on the call just knew that and got that and understood it, I guess, or whatever. But I think the question would have been asked that that doesn't mean that there shouldn't be cause for concern. So I think that, so right now, you know, today it came up. It took a pretty good jump. It opened this morning up a little higher, and then it dropped. And now it's back up again, and it's above levels of where it closed yesterday, so that's a good sign, which tells me that somewhere around this 125 area may be somewhat of a bottom for the stock at this point. So I still like it. I'm going to keep it right where it is. I would probably still consider dollar cost averaging in. Me personally, I don't think I would, because I think that if you don't own it, I probably would hold off. If you do own it, dollar cost average, depending on where you bought it, if you can dollar cost average down, might not be a bad idea. But I'm not convinced that we're not going to see levels of 112 again in and around there. If we get any bad, or if we don't get any optimism coming out of the talks that begin tomorrow with U.S. and China delegations. So, you know, we'll have to see, but I do think that they try to downplay the numbers in China, but it really, you really can't because of the revenue that it produces. So, we'll see. I feel a little bit better. I don't think there's any management issues that we need to be concerned about. I think the new management was very much like previous conference calls under the old management, pretty much steady as she goes. So I think they did mention briefly infrastructure bill, an infrastructure bill happening. It's something I'm going to ask Congressman Brady, Kevin Brady, about on Friday. What he thinks the odds of that or the chances are of that happening in the next 2 years. I personally don't think there is any chance of that happening in the next 2 years. That's only going to happen if Republicans gain control of the House again and President Trump gets reelected, in my opinion. Although Democrats are all about spending government money. So they're okay with infrastructure, but they don't want to give anything that could be perceived as helping President Trump, even though they would be okay with it under other circumstances. So we'll see, but infrastructure would be a big shot in the arm to them. I like the company. I certainly wouldn't want to get out of it. The income, there is, sounded like there could be some possibility of raising interest dividends. I still like the notion that this is a company that in the next 2 years, Even if the economy stays relatively muted like it is right now, I think they could easily split this stock. One of the ways to get a boost in stock price is to split the stock, and buyers generally will come in at $162, where if they split it today, that's where it would be. Or not $162, $62 a share, they're a lot more likely to come in. So, I don't know, I do feel a little better, but I haven't formulated any guidance yet because I'm going to wait until I see what happens on Saturday when the talks, that these level talks are through. I'm a little bit more concerned about the talks not going well now, as they announced the arrest of the senior executive. But I think it was a good conference call. There was nothing earth-shattering and nothing to give me a negative outlook, that's for sure.
Okay, I appreciate it. My cost basis is lower than what the current price is, but I'll just hold what I have. Thank you, sir, very much. You have a great day.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jim. I sure appreciate you. God bless. 844-707-5533. Let me go to John. John's calling from Texas. Hey, John. Oops, wait a minute. Don't have John. There you go. John, you with us?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, John.
It's great to talk to you.
Is this my friend, John? Pastor John?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
All right, John. How are
you?
Sure
is. Good to hear. You're a master with voice identification.
Oh, man. I wasn't sure. I didn't want to say anything until I heard your voice.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. I'm glad you called. Thank you. And thank you for how you've blessed Yvonne and I. And I won't go into the details, but, man, you're just so thoughtful and so great. And I know that you are a prayer warrior as well.
Yes.
For the ministry. And, man, we're so grateful for that.
Yes, we're praying for y'all this morning. I wanted to thank Yvonne for putting together this retreat. I know who's the force behind these things.
Yeah.
And this is going to be my third retreat. And I'm so grateful that you're having another one. I had withdrawals last year without one.
Right.
And, you know, I just want to say the first retreat that I attended, I didn't know what to expect. You know, I didn't even know how you're supposed to dress or what was going on. And you just, you know, said, get casual, wear your jeans. And that was relaxing. But when I walked in, you know, and I thought your staff would be handling everything, and you were just standing there. And Yvonne was behind you at the table, and it was like going to your house. You know, it was like going into your home. It was you were just right there at the door to greet us, and it was just an honor. It was really cool, you know, face-to-face, talking to Dan C., shaking his hand, and then Yvonne back there was even better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and then your staff, you know, during the retreat, both retreats, it's like going behind the scenes to go over and see faces with names you've been hearing and producers and so forth. And one day at a meal, I was sitting there, and this couple sat down, and we began to talk, and he introduced himself, Dan, his wife, Valerie, and I'm thinking, man, those names are familiar. And then finally I made the connection, and I said, oh, Mission Preborn, I just sent y'all some money a while back, and we just hit it off. It was so much fun. And then Art Alley, to see him there with Timothy Funds, and
yeah.
It's like a who's from Financial Issues. But I think the real thing that was the pleasant surprise of both retreats was sitting around the meal tables and meeting new people of kindred spirit and making new friends. And it was just, and then of course facilities, first class, over the top. And then the second retreat though was even better, and it was just flat out fun because I knew what to expect, but I didn't know some of the unexpected, especially
don't
what Marty
it.
Pulled.
Oh, don't say it, John.
and he was on yesterday, and he was kicking around, and I said, you know, Dan said he wasn't going to get to come back, so I know Yvonne has overruled him.
Yeah.
And I thought, man,
yeah.
But that blew me away.
That's so funny.
It did. It just blew me away. I laughed. It was so much fun. And I'm glad he is forgiven. I'm glad he's coming back. But I want you to know that my jaw dropped. It blew me away.
So
I sat there in
that
amazement.
So
now, this is a must repeat for the retreat. And so I'm going to get a petition there, and I'm going to pass it around for everybody to sign.
Oh, not that. No, please don't do that.
Yeah, and then we're going to have a clause there. If you don't, we're going to want a refund. We're going to want our money back. It was so much fun.
We had a great time, didn't we? I'm so glad you're sharing, because it's, you know, we want people to come and experience it and register and come out. We have so much fun. And what you said about the meal sitting around, we hear that constantly. Everybody says they can't. I mean, my board, I had board members that I can't wait to get back and meet, sit and talk.
Right.
I hope so-and-so, whoever the person. It's just great. John, we're right up against this break, brother. I hate
Good
to cut you off.
You.
I love you,
God
man. I appreciate it. Thank you, John. God bless.
Yes, sir.
Pastor John. We'll be right back after this.
He made me come, but I loved it.
The town hall meeting with the NCLEA is a place where you're going to find out information that you won't get anywhere else. Honestly, he's the only person that I can really trust with any kind of financial advice.
I believe that Dan is really speaking from the heart. I think that he has definitely done the research and he understands what's going on, not only with the finances, but with the country in general.
I think young people should care about finance because right now we are in $18 trillion in debt, and that's not my parents' debt, that's my debt now.
The team that comes with him is awesome, and you get a chance to actually meet everybody.
And he has a really good presentation. He's very winsome and very engaging.
Definitely take his knowledge and then go out and do something with it.
Hi, I'm Dan Celia from Financial Issues. I hope you can join us for one of our upcoming town hall meetings. It's a lot of fun, it's free, and I know you'll enjoy it. I hope you'll read.
Want more business content? You need BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. With BizVod, you can watch the business videos you want to watch when you want to watch. Search for topics that interest you. Available on Roku and Web TV, and soon on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, iOS, and Android. With BizVod, you don't have to wait for business content. You are in control with hundreds of business shows and clips available on demand. Log on to BizVod today and use promo code RADIO for your first month free. That's right, for a limited time, your first month is free with no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Membership to BizVod is only $49.95 for the year. That's less than $5 a month. Again, the promo code for your first 30 days free is RADIO. BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. Log on to BizVod.com and join today.
Beliefs. Christian Community Credit Union. Your money building God's kingdom.
The opinions and recommendations expressed by Dan are his own and do not necessarily represent the opinions of this station or any of the show's sponsors.
You know, one thing about anything that Yvonne and I do, it is about as casual as you can possibly get. And Yvonne has said to me, you know, you haven't said anything about that. We've got to make sure people understand. Listen, we are there to relax, to praise God, to worship Him, to get in God's Word, and to have some fun. I'm in jeans, we're relaxed, we're everything, it's very laid back, and we're not trying to impress each other or ourselves or anybody, you know, and that goes for Yvonne and I included. We're just there having a good time, and we just want to enjoy all of you and be a part of the retreat in every way we can. And it really is a blessing. And one of the things that struck us, Yvonne and I, so many years ago, we used to go to retreats at the Cove all the time. And we still do. I mean, we're still, as a matter of fact, I think we're going in the spring, this spring, this summer we're going to go see Dr. Kroll, Woodrow Kroll, who's going to be at our retreat teaching. And so, you know, we love the atmosphere. We love the atmosphere of the people. We love the opportunity to worship in such a powerful way and to hear God's word. And that's an old-fashioned retreat. And we wanted to do that. That's what we wanted to do, just have a retreat. We just want to say thank you to all of you that support this ministry, to be able to have fellowship, make new friends, and to worship. And that's what we do. And it is, as John said, you know, we're very, we really have a good time. You could tell from the interview yesterday, Marty harassing me. And I told him, and Marty said at the retreat one year, he said, you know, we feel like we've known Dan and Yvonne all our lives. You know, we've known them since 1997. He and Jennifer, and he said, you know, we feel like we've known them all our lives. When you're a friend, we just feel like we've been great friends. And it is because, you know, of our kindred spirits, we're just laid back and we have fun and we kid and joke and We have such a good time. You're gonna have a blast, I know. So I hope you'll come out, and I hope you'll get in. I hope you don't say, well, yeah, I'm going to wait and I'll sign up next month. I just hope you'll be able to do that. So we sure would appreciate it. Now's the time to register. Even if you're just commuting, you're still, you know, and you're coming back and forth, you need to go to our website and register, financialissues.org. It's right there on the website. On the right-hand side of the website, as you scroll down, you'll see it. So I hope you'll join us. We have a great time. Anyway, let me go. Facebook, Connie is asking, Dan, she just says, Dan, you inspired me to support Preborn this morning. That's great, Connie. Thank you for that. Also, is there a book that you could recommend on how the basic financial system in the U.S. works from the bottom up? I just want to own a great reference and source to teach myself better. I really can't. I don't. You know, the books that I know of are very long, detailed, and very difficult probably for people to stick with. And, you know, I would say really start to learn. And here's the problem with those books. So many of those books are how it should be. That's how most of them are, how it should be, not how it really is. And it's why I'm so adamant every day to try to teach a little bit of how it really is. You know, somebody said to me once that you have such an ability to read between the lines and tell us the way things really are. I don't have an ability that a lot of people don't have. I really don't think I do. I think I'm just willing to try to do that, and because I think it's important that you learn and understand and know what it really says. I know you know what it says when you read a report, or I know you know what it says when I read a report and say it's what I said. But the deeper part of it is this, and I try to talk about the deeper part of it to give you a greater understanding. The good report that sounds good may be a horrible report, and I try to tell you why. The horrible report may be a very good thing, and I try to tell you why it's a good thing. So that's what we try to do here. I have not written a book about it. I don't have any interest in doing that, although everybody else has an interest in me doing that. I don't necessarily have an interest in doing that. I've written some books about some good things. But the other things that you can do is we are going to be doing more and more series on the website about here's how the economy works, here's why we're off the gold standard, and here's what we do now because we're not on a gold standard, and laying some detail out. Because not because I want to just teach you, but because I want you to learn. Because if you learn, you are so much more unlikely to fall prey into the scammers, to waste even $20 on a book or signing up for newsletters and so on and so forth. And so you're less likely because you're going to know the reality of it all. I don't know how many people did I save because of my positions that saved from putting all of their money into their gold IRA and keep their money where it was. I don't know how many people, but probably countless. And all of those people, had they not listened and not done that, are, to say they're better off now is the understatement of the day for sure, are so much better off because they didn't do that. And that's what I want to try to do. So we're going to keep plugging at what we do, but we appreciate you wanting that book, Connie. But I would tell you, self-serving, in a self-serving way, I guess, to keep watching or listening to the program. It is important. You learn a little bit every day. Some days you're not going to learn anything. Some days I'm probably going to annoy you. Some days you're going to want to turn the channel. But if you stick to it and you listen and you learn, man, you'll be so smart about not only what's happening in the economy, but why it's happening. So I hope you'll do that. Let me go to phones, 844-707-5533. Let me go to John. John's calling us from Alabama. Hey, John.
Hey, Dan. I have a question. My wife, she's going to be unemployed, not due to her circumstances, but the business is closing, and I would like to know if she would be able to draw unemployment. I know that the company has to pay some of that, too, but...
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
If a company closes, ceases to exist, just goes out of business or goes out of business because they go bankrupt, whatever the situation is, if she loses her employment like that, then yes, she absolutely can't collect unemployment until she finds another job. Yep.
Okay. I've never drawn unemployment, so I didn't know how it worked, so... I called someone else, and they didn't know, so they were a business owner, and they thought it could, but I wanted to make sure through you. I don't think she's going to have a problem finding a job. It's not that. It's just, when you're older, a little bit older, it's a little bit harder to find a job. But yep. I do appreciate everything that y'all do, and we are a member of have the tracker and everything, and we're thank you for the blessings that y'all give us. Thank you very much, Dan.
Thank you, John. I appreciate your encouragement. Thank you. Yes. So, and you should, that's what unemployment is there. That employer paid into that for many, many years, just like we do here, even nonprofit ministries. We pay in, to that. And that's what it's there for. It's a bit of a safety net and, you use it as you need it. So good stuff. Betty, on Facebook. And by the way, our Facebook, our feed is down for one reason or another, but, or you could still post questions on there, listen to us on the app, or go to financialissues.org and watch the program there. Our phone lines are all open. We've got another hour left, so cue your call. Betty is asking, hey, being fully invested in TSP, the same as a Roth IRA? No. TSP program, unless it's the Roth side of TSP, that is like a traditional IRA. It's not like a Roth IRA. Roth IRA grows tax-free. You'll never have to pay tax on the money you take out of a Roth, and you will never pay any capital gains, and the government doesn't mandate that you have to take money out of that at 70 and a half or any other time, and the Roth IRA, the monies that are in there, somebody can inherit that. Your children, your grandchildren, anybody can inherit that and receive that money tax-free as well without being a tax burden on them. It is an incredible thing. One of these days, the government's going to take them away. But it's an incredible thing. So it's very different. A TSP, that money that's in there was never taxed, because it went into the TSP before taxes were taken out of your pay. So it goes pre-taxed. That's why all of the money that comes out of that in your retirement, you have to pay income tax on. And that's why the government at 70 and a half says, hey, we got to start getting some of our tax money back. So at 70 and a half, they say, hey, you got to start paying taxes. So that's how that works. Very different. The two are very different. So hopefully that helps you, Betty. Thank you. 844-707-5533. More financials to come, right? Financial issues to come right after this. If you've got to leave us, remember, all that you have is His. It's all the Lord's. We will stand before Him. Let's be a good and faithful steward. Have a great day. God bless.
If we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone.
BizTalk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on BizTalk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about BizTalk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.